Let us worship God. Let us sing in Psalm number 11. We come to Psalm 11 and we sing the whole of the Psalm. In the Lord do I put my trust. How is it then that you say to my soul, flee as a bird unto your mountain high? Psalm number 11 and verses 1 to 7. Father, we are reminded in the psalm that we've been singing together that there are times when worldly advice is quite insufficient and inadequate to meet our needs. And we pray that as we sing these psalms, we would not simply sing out of memory and habit, but out of a sense of devotion, as we remember that these psalms are prayers wrought in the hearts of the psalmist through experience, sometimes the experience of joy, sometimes the experience of sadness and trouble, but always out of a true experience that God is sufficient, God is near, God hears, and God understands. And so this evening, as we gather yet again to sing the praises of the Lord, to read the word and listen to it, we are conscious that we are not simply imagining things as we raise our voices and our hearts to heavenly realities. We pray that we would think always of the incarnation of our dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, how he came from heaven's glory into this world where he was humiliated and made in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, and how he lived amongst us as a man amongst men, an unusual man, a unique man, and yet a real man able to sympathize with us in all our weaknesses, because he experienced a measure of weakness and sorrow and suffering himself. And he knows what it is to be tempted, and he knows what it is to walk in dark and lonely places. He knows what it is to be misunderstood and misrepresented, and when he would speak, he knows what it is to be contradicted by sinners. And we pray that as we gather here, we would be stepping into the footsteps of him who has gone before, following after Jesus Christ, hanging upon his words, the way that in the scriptures we're told the common people heard him gladly, and we are part of that common people. And we pray that we would hear him gladly as he speaks to us, and as he tells us of things that essentially are difficult to understand and difficult to apply and difficult to practice. But yet they are part of that essential message that we must know in part and experience in order to be followers of him who is the Son of God and the Saviour of the lost. We give thanks, Heavenly Father, for the finality of his coming, for the finished work, for the clarity with which the gospel is explained to us by the apostles and indeed by Jesus himself. But in the rest of the New Testament writings, we have further detailed expositions as to who Christ really is, what he has actually accomplished, and what it means for us to know and believe and to experience these wonderful realities. So this evening we give thanks that the gospel is not simply a message, but it is an experience. It is a way of life. It is a new way of thinking, a new world perspective, a new creation indeed. Not simply the old man patched up, but the old man put to death, crucified with Christ, and living now as a new man in Christ Jesus. We pray for ears to hear, hearts to understand, and hearts also to love. We remember our families that once again as we gather around the scriptures, and we pray for them all as we always do, so we continue to do, and God forbid that we would ever cease to pray for them. And as long as we live, that they would be upon our hearts, and that they would be a concern to us, and that our care for them in every dimension and direction would be lovingly discharged, not only in temporal things, but in spiritual things, including intercession for them. If they will not pray for themselves, then we will pray for them. And we know that we cannot save them, but we know that God can, and that God delights to save. And so we pray, Lord, that you would save our families, our loved ones, our neighbours, our enemies, our rulers at this time, and so many others that we have a duty and a call to pray for. Praying for all the saints, for the preachers of the gospel, for the new converts to Christ, for the old saints who have lived many a long year and perhaps are growing weak and tired physically, and we pray that in these days of old age when others fade, they still would be showing forth that good fruit, demonstrating that they are planted by the waters of the Lord. So help us to pray, to praise, to listen, to read, and to worship, and all for God's glory, and always in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read in John's Gospel, chapter 3, and we're going to read from verse 1 to 21. In John's Gospel, chapter 3, at verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles, signs, that you're doing, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it comes and whither it goes. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak what we do know, and testify what we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, how and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And so on. Amen. Well, we remind you of next Lord's Day, the services at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. And we would encourage you to continue listening in to these online services, and we would encourage you to listen at the time, knowing that other people are listening in at these times, and that we are gathering together as one on such occasions, despite the closure. And always, of course, we welcome visitors to these services, and we're glad to have you join with us in these times. Well, we shall continue then to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 12. And once again, we sing the whole of the psalm to God's praise.